Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Shmir Salash and Shar Zachir, Perikit Zayin, Shem 124, where the Chafetz Chaim tells us that unfortunately there are times that there can be pressure to join into Machlaikis. Vafilu imbala Machlaikis hu kroivoy. Even if the leader, the Baal HaMachlaikis, the leader of this Machlaikis, of this dispute, is a person's relative. Furthermore, va'afilu hu aviv, even if it's the person's own father, how could he deny his father's request to join into the machlekes? Nonetheless, says the Chafetz Chaim, afa pichein, yesh loy lizar ad me'oid, shloy lachlek loy kovod lehimoshich acharof. In this regard, in this scenario, a person has to be very careful, extremely careful, not to show his relative, not to show his father the respect that normally they deserve by joining into the machlekes. Va'afilu im aviv mitzaveyu b'inyon zeh. And even if a person's father commands him to join into the machlekes, as we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridaya, Simen Reish Mem, Sif Tes Vav, where it tells us, Dim Amar Loi Aviv La'avor Afilu Al Mitzvah Shel Divrayim, that if a person's father instructs someone, his son, not just anyone, someone, his son, to transgress a rabbinic mitzvah, Mitzvah Shel Divrayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, Shlo Yishmaloi. You are not obligated. You have to make sure you do not listen to him. Why? V'gam ha-ben, v'gam ha-av, kulon chayoven b'chvoid ha-mokrim. Because the son and the father alike have a higher power to answer to, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both the father and the son have to answer to Hashem. So even if the father instructs the child to get involved with the machlekes, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, lahalacha, it is forbidden to join in, forbidden to listen. Now that's talking about any type of situation where the father instructs a child to transgress something, even if it's a derabanan, say a call of a lighter category, the son is not permitted to listen to the father. Even more so, says the Chafetz Chaim, when it comes to a category of a machlekes, and we find the same exact scenario, chmei dematzinu b'bnei Kairach, the children of Kairach, shloi nimshichu achar avien, they did not go after the father's ways, af al pi shezeh hoya bizoyin l'avien, they did not father into their father's rebellion, lam natseach livnei Kairach. We have Tehillim, authored by the children of Kairach, Libnei Kairach. Al-Kein Nimlatu Meha'oyne Shaba Al-Avihan. And because of this, because they did not follow and transgress the words of Hashem, and by following in the ways of Kairach, they were saved when the earth opened up and swallowed Kairach, B'chol Adosai. They were saved. They were saved by the fiery pains. They were saved from it all. They did tshuva. And the earth opened up and caught them on the way down. And they survived. And from them, one of those brothers was the father of Shmuel Hanavi. Which is why Kairach thought he's going to be successful, because he saw he's going to have a descendant. Someone as great as Moshe and Aaron. This was a Shmuel Hanavi. Now is not the time to discuss what that means exactly. And that's what the pasuk means. Ashrei ha'ish, fortunate is the man. Ashrei ish, says the Yalkut. Eilu bano shel Kairach. The first pasuk, the first words of Tehillim, Ashrei ish elu banu shel Korach. Asher loy halach batzav shayim, shloy holchu batzav avien. They didn't go in the ways of their father. Shnemar suru no me'al olay ha'anoshim harishayim ha'ila. They didn't follow the advice, the wicked advice, to follow in the ways to go rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu by rebelling against Moshe and Aaron. The ways of the Chatoim did not stand. Referring to the path of those who did the Averus of Korach and his group. This is the fire pans. The fire pans of those who did the Averus. Ask the Medrash further, what is the schus, the merit, that Bnei Korach were saved? Because they were sitting near their father, and they saw Moshe approaching, and they buried their heads in the ground. Amru, they said, if we stand up, Bnei Moshe Rabbeinu, if we stand up for the covet of Moshe, on Noigin Bizoin Lavavinu, we're going to be disgracing our father because we're showing we're giving covet to my father's enemy. And they're already commanding to have Kibbut Av Aim to honor their parents. Loi Namoid, but if we don't stand, we'll be transgressing. B'mnei Seva Tokum, you have to stand up for an elder, and that refers to the Talmud Chacham of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mutov, so they said, Shenamoid b'nei Moshe Rabbeinu, afa pi she'ei noigin bizoin bavinu. Better, they said, we should stand for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we're going to be disgracing our father. But Oyusei Shoh, at that moment, here Chishu was sleeping b'tshuva. Because they made the right decision, and they stood for Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this desire that was growing in their hearts to do tshuva. Aleim Amar David, that's what David says, Rachash libi dovar toiv. Regarding them, the Bnei Korach, David Melech says, my heart is Rachash libi, was astir, was waking up, was aroused for doing the right thing. Mizeh yesh leida, from this we can see, says the Chavetz Chaim, dim lo yimoshech, achar atzas aviv b'machlokosoy, that a person does not get involved with the machloikis of following in his father's footsteps, and even more so, it's not his father. Of course, he should not get involved. That the child will not be ensnared in the trap of suffering along with his father.